Hi, this is Pulse of Thought for PrimeEd magazine with Mr. Head Computing. News broke yesterday of the Prime Minister's idea to reinstate grammar schools. Something that seems to me, anyway, a strange and possibly misunderstood way to improve social mobility. Living and working in the east of England, we have grammar schools that still exist. We have grammar schools that have been here since the original phase. And while they are very good schools and parents seek to put them, they don't seem to have the desired effect of creating this mass social mobility. As I understand, the idea behind grammar schools is to select the most academic pupils to push on, to study academic subjects, to really further their learning as much as possible. And while this is absolutely fantastic, I understand that we should be pushing all children, we're then writing off a generation of children who cannot, for whatever reason, pass this 11 plus or similar exam. I'll go into some reasons why I think this may be due to social class later on. But first, I want to go back and tell you a bit about my school career. So I grew up on a council estate. I grew up with parents who worked incredibly hard, who gave me everything they could. I went to very nice primary schools. I had a lower school and a middle school. I then went to a state boys' school, which later on, after I'd been there, started to select. I do believe, quite honestly, hand on heart, had I been asked to be selected at the time, I would not have been selected. I wasn't particularly academic at school at that age, and I wouldn't have gone on to go to that school, and I wouldn't have had the opportunities that I've had. My biggest worry with the grammar school selection process is that while it is supposedly open to all, and it's something that all children can sit this pass-fail exam to get in, the truth of the matter is, and from my experience, is that children from more affluent homes can pay for tuition. They can pay for someone to teach them how to pass the test, which makes a mockery, because these poor children who may not have the financial backing to buy in the training for these tests, are they going to miss out, whether they be academic or not? And this is why the plan, in my opinion, is flawed, because no matter how gifted you are, unless you have training how to pass this specific one test, you will not be able to pass the selection, and then you'll be put into the equivalent of a secondary modern. My parents both attended secondary moderns, and they both resented the fact that they didn't pass 11 plus, and it's something that's been with them for a lot of their life. And I think of my parents' generation, there's something to be said of a lot of people. Should we not then be aiming to challenge all children, rather than selecting the most able or selecting on the fact that you can pay for fees? Should we not then properly fund education so that then all children, background, faith, whatever their individual needs, they should be given the best life chances to achieve for the best they can? Let's not go down the historical route of allowing the most gifted, the most well-funded to achieve and writing everyone else off. We need to achieve and do the best by all pupils. Thanks.